Talking.
Okay. We in there.
Are we on?
We're on.
We're on. Like a schlong.
This is episode 52.
It is. We are, man, once again, another end of the year check-in.
Yeah. Dude, the year's almost over.
Yeah.
If you're new here and you didn't start from our beginning episodes and you're wondering where the fuck our stories are,
yeah,
they're not here today. It's that simple.
Yeah, it's just, here's the thing, it's the end of the year, it's the holidays, and we decided to take this time to talk to you. We decided to take this time,
yes,
to check in with you and have you guys let us know how you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Or send us any stories that you have, and we can read them here now.
And we're going to do that.
We are doing that today. We've got some emails and some DMs, and we're only going to share a couple, and well, first of all, this is Cocktail Murder.
Oh, yeah.
Before we get into it.
I'm Tosh.
I'm Honey.
We talk about murder.
We do. We sure do. Normally we drink. This evening we're not drinking.
Well, I don't know about you. I'm drunk.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's amazing.
I had like 3 Trulies. I'm not drunk, but...
But you're feeling good.
Yeah, I feel good.
Feel good. Yeah, no, I'm not drinking. I just kind of, I'm going to cut back a bit, I guess. Whatever. Until tomorrow or probably. Who knows?
Well, yeah, so we do drink, and once again, we talk about murder. We specifically cover cases,
uh-huh,
that have to do with Black and people of color victims.
Yes.
Those are the stories that go underreported,
yeah,
untold, buried, and yeah, so we feel it's our duty,
mm-hmm,
to let y'all know about them.
Exactly. But right now... Again, these next, I guess the episode last week and then this episode is about hearing from you guys, whether you want to send us in a small little blip, small little story,
mm-hmm,
of your hometown to raise awareness, or if you just kind of want to check in. So, yeah, I will start off. We got an email from Vanessa Palomera, who sent a link to verify that she wasn't bullshitting. the link itself says Bakersfield woman killed teen daughter's newborn to prevent family shame.
Oh, wow.
And under it, she says, "We recently moved to Bakersfield, and while looking for homes, I came across the house and wondered why it was so cheap and why it was not selling. Then I came to find out that this murder had happened in that home. I hope it makes the podcast. Also would love to hear more things about what happened in the county, since we are a new residence. And if I find any more, I will send them over to you guys. Thank you." That is from Vanessa.
Nice.
So interesting. That's
that is really crazy. And that is wild. A parent kills their grandchild to avoid shame.
To avoid shame, teen daughter's newborn. Like, that's,
yeah,
that's nuts.
That's really fucked up.
Yeah.
And we've heard stories like this before, not totally to that extent, but we've definitely heard stories of parents or grandparents killing their kind of disowning their own children or grandchildren,
yeah,
because of shame.
Yeah.
Specifically happens a lot in the church.
Mm-hmm.
We know in, yeah, particular people that have been kicked out of their homes,
mm-hmm,
and literally, mm-hmm, just like being pregnant or having a child and put out on the streets.
Yeah.
Because they got pregnant out of wedlock, or, mm-hmm, is like a teen pregnancy or something like that. That is so fucking sad.
No, it is.
Now, I'm not gonna sit here and like condone teen pregnancy, but I understand that shit happens.
Yeah.
And like, don't you think that the family and especially the parents should like give as much support as possible?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I think especially if you're so big on religion and so big on how you look to,
dude,
others,
seriously,
wouldn't you think murdering a baby is the last thing that you should be doing to salvage your reputation?
Like, that's like the whole like
the
pro-choice,
right,
and pro-life argument is. It's like,
yeah,
a lot of pro-lifers are like, oh, like, keep all the babies and you should not believe in abortion, and or even a lot of people don't even believe in birth control. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, but when these babies are born, you're not helping.
Nope.
The nope. With, like, with these babies.
Not
so
at
it's
all.
Just like, so why is it even your business? Like,
exactly.
Why do you even think that you get to make a decision if you're not even going to be a part of this person's life ever at all?
Right.
Like, it's just, ugh, so stupid.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. So we got a DM from Dakota Rhodes, and she said, a girl I went to school with in Arkansas went missing in 2016. Everyone is still looking for her. Maybe you could use your platform to possibly help find her. Her name is Mercedes Zavon Tolliver. She should be 23 now. It's been almost 5 years, and now that she's been missing, and I know it's a long shot to find her after all this time, but my hope is that there's someone out there who's seen her or knows what happened.
Wow.
There are a plethora of missing cases that, you know, you have this, you have this idea, like, you think that it is a long shot that she could possibly be alive.
Yeah.
You know, but it's also very sad that no one, that there really isn't much help to finding a missing person.
Exactly.
Especially when there's no sign of struggle, or there's no sign of her at all. Like, it's almost like they just, like, go missing and they leave without a trace. And those cases are quite hard to find, but I feel like those cases should be prioritized.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Because you just, like, you never, it's cases like that scare me.
Yeah. I just looked up her name right now, and she's actually on the Charlie Project, which we get a lot of our stories from.
Yeah.
It's actually really crazy. I wanted to point out that she was last seen wearing a red hooded sweater over a yellow shirt and gray sweatpants. African-American female, black hair, brown eyes, and her nickname was Sadie. And she was actually studying to take the ASVAB, which is the test that you need to get into the Air Force.
Oh, wow.
So she wasn't just kind of, you know, bullshitting around. Like, she was that's what's so crazy about these disappearance stories, and how investigators kind of write it off, and then they completely forget about it. They are not really realizing that these people were, like, they were planning to do something.
Yeah.
Like, she was planning on doing something.
Yeah.
She was studying for an exam. Like, why would she run away?
Yeah.
Now,
and they deem it as a runaway every
time.
Yeah,
like, that's what they're trying to say. Yeah. It's like, she just left.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what? She had so much to look forward to. Why would she just leave?
Yeah. Yeah,
so, yeah,
sure.
Definitely a case we'll look deeper into. Thanks for sharing that one.
Yeah, yeah, you guys are awesome. Keep sending in your suggestions. We get a lot of emails of themes and cases that you guys would like for us to share. But we also encourage just DMs and personal stories like this, especially if you would like to raise awareness of what's going on, of what's happening in your personal hometown, or what's been happening in your personal hometown, just continue to send those in. Because this is a platform to talk about underreported cases. So especially if you have a friend or a cousin or a friend of a friend, or you just know of a girl in your hometown that you know is still missing, definitely send it our way, and we'll do everything that we can to keep raising awareness of these victims.
Absolutely.
Whether they're a runaway or not, they're still a victim, because no one is taking charge and trying to find them, and they're not really doing their due diligence, which we see often.
Happens all the time.
Yeah, especially with, Black and people of color victims, and that's what we're here for. So thank you guys. Thank you too for sharing that with us. Even just, like, going back to the home in Bakersfield and wondering, they always say, like, why, if you see a pretty outstanding house that is not being sold at all, always look up the history. You know, they always say that, always look up the history, because there was probably some shit going on in there.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know, crazy. Would you live in a home that was once, like,
dude,
that has a history of murder?
I, like, watch way too much, like, American Horror Story to, like, do that.
Girl, I feel like that's, like, I'd have bad juju, like, just bad karma.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, don't want to know, because I feel like energy. If I found out that there was something there, then I feel like I would, like, conjure it up.
Exactly.
On accident.
I myself will go crazy. I would conjure bad spirits on my own. I, you know, just,
that's true.
I would feel everything.
But you know what? I am a Christian woman, and I believe in the power of prayer and sanctifying a home.
That's true.
I remember our parents used to go and sanctify people's homes all the time.
Yeah. For those who don't really know what that means, it basically means you pray over a home.
Yeah.
You basically pray out bad energies or
demons. Yeah, it's
kind of
like saging. Like when you sage, like we saged our apartment a couple times.
Yeah,
like
we sure did.
The same concept, you know? And I think it helps.
Yeah. Right. Ooh, send us any saging stories. So, like, if your parents or grandmother or yourself had, like, saged your home and then something
or
yourself. and, like, something crazy happened, send that in. I want to know. Because I remember the first time we saged this place, Charlie, the dog of the apartment, our guard dog, he went crazy.
He started going crazy.
Nuts.
Yeah,
he
that was
going
weird.
Nuts. We were like, oh, shit. And at first we looked at him. We were like, yo, something's wrong with you. Well, no, about us, but you.
And, you know, animals have, like, a different, like, intuition.
Exactly.
Thing,
no,
like...
he went crazy, and it kind of scared us for sure. I know it scared me a little bit. I was like, oh, what is up in here?
Well, whatever it was, I think it's gone now. You think it's gone now?
I don't feel that energy anymore because the reason why we sage, first of all, we bought the sage because we were drunk, remember?
we were downtown.
I know. Was it? No, it was Hillcrest.
Oh my gosh.
Such a fun part in San Diego.
Yeah, if you guys don't know, Hillcrest is like our little gay village.
Yeah, Hillcrest and then North Park. Those are my two favorite side of town.
Yeah.
Just because it's just so, it's fun. It's so much fun. And there's no like ego pressure when you're downtown. So there's that like superficial feel when you're downtown. But North Park and Hillcrest, it's really
super
about
like you can wear your sneakers.
Exactly. It's just about having fun. Yeah. That's all. It's that. But anyways, yeah, one night we got super drunk and oh my God, we got so drunk that night. Oh my God. Anyways, and we went into a store and they had like crystals and sage and tarot cards.
We
bought sage.
And crystals.
I still have crystals.
Yeah.
I still have my
I'm like,
crystals.
You bought crystals? My little friend, he was with us. He bought crystals too.
Yeah, he sure did. He sure did. And we were in there, all three of us so
drunk.
Oh my
gosh, we were in there
for a minute, looking at everything. We're like, ooh, and what about this?
Enamored.
What about that? Anyways,
like, when I think back on it, it was like, you know when you travel somewhere and you go to like the stupid souvenir shop?
That's exactly
like that's kind of what it was.
That's literally what it was.
So when I was thinking back on it, I'm like, that was so inauthentic. Like
so, it was so like touristy.
But we were drawn to it for some reason. So it was.
We walked past. We were like, ooh, let's go in here.
All three of us.
We were like, let's go in here. Anyways, we got the sage and we saged our apartment. Even prior to that, like, remember, like, we couldn't really sleep and I know I had some really weird kind of bad dreams and, you know, it was just bad energy in here. It was just really bad energy in the apartment and, we saged. Charlie took in the spirit and
You know what the crazy part, too, though, is, like, I think the next day he ate it. Remember he
Yes, I remember. Yeah, we came back, both of our sages.
Yeah,
like,
we had
sage,
two of them. The little smut, whatever.
I don't know exactly
what they're called.
Yeah. One was wrapped in rose petals.
Yeah, and the other one was like wildflowers.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That's so touristy.
I know.
Oh, my God. But yeah, he chewed it up. There was nothing left.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. And we're like, well.
That's that.
There goes that.
We definitely paid like $20.
I know. We're like, is
that
a good thing or a bad thing? Yeah. I don't know. Let's just say it's gone.
Right.
Whatever the energy is now officially gone. Man.
But yeah, thank you guys for sending those stories. We'll definitely, I like this. I think that we should feature more of you guys in future episodes. So just keep giving us stories. And if you guys would like to give us a little more information, not you guys in particular, but a lot of people sent like, oh yeah, a woman was killed like this, and then they didn't even send a name. We need a little bit more information, at least enough for us
to
Google it.
Yeah, someone also sent something about a grandmother. I think their grandmother had I think was murdered, but it was also tied into another major case. And I asked for more information, and you know, I haven't heard back yet, which is keep sending us things.
Yes, please.
But
please,
also
please.
We do encourage you guys to tell us a story.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. Tell us the story. So if you, you know, not that we don't want to do the search for you, but we do encourage, you know, especially if it's a personal story, we would like to hear it from you.
Yeah,
as opposed to you being like, can you look this up for me? And like, although we're willing to share it, but we would love to hear it from your point of view.
Absolutely.
For sure. But keep sending it. We get so many emails. And let me just tell you guys, I've been reading emails from just random people saying that they're new to our podcast and they love it, you know? And
that's awesome.
I've responded to a few people, but we get a lot of those. And thank you for sending that, just like taking time to email us and say that, you know?
Because
who emails nowadays? But the fact that you guys are taking your time to send us an email,
that's awesome.
Just to let us know that. You know, that you fuck with us. It's awesome. So I really do appreciate it.
Know that we are like doing something good.
Exactly.
You know, it's always hard. We are still new podcasters. And so we're still kind of in the stage of like, we love what we're doing, but should we keep going? Are you guys fucking with it?
Exactly. Like, you know, what direction do you want us to go in?
So but you guys are growing as we're growing.
Exactly.
And we want to keep you guys a part of the process.
Yes, exactly. So thank you. Keep those emails coming. It definitely makes us feel good for sure. And send us your suggestions. Once again, it is the end of the year.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you. Even in our belligerence, like for next year, what do you want to hear more of? Like let us know.
Yeah,
what
do you guys want, like stupid like
pop culture shit that we talk about already? Are you cool with what we talk? I know someone DM'd
us. Do you want us to talk about us?
Exactly. Do you want us to dive in more, you know, into our shit? You know, what do you want? I do know that someone on Instagram, I do want to share this because I was like, oh wow. She said literally, oh, this is from Jazz Rose __. She said, I literally love you guys. Your belligerence give me a sense of hope. I was like, oh,
I
said
love
stop.
You.
Stop it.
That's awesome.
No, yeah. So if you want more of that, do you want us to be more serious? Like, what do you, know, whatever. Yeah. Whatever. Or just send us topics.
Or like, do you want us to stop cussing so much?
Oh, yeah. You can let us know, too.
I'm trying to not cuss as much.
I know. Because I know.
It's hard, though.
Yes.
It's hard.
Because I know we have, a parent-child duos that listen to us. So. Please
but
recommend
you guys,
us to your kids.
Once again, this is the end of the year, and we are gonna like turn things up a notch, full throttle, starting 2022.
Yes.
We are gonna be coming back with our cocktail recipes, our amateur cocktail recipes on Instagram. So follow us on there at Cocktail Murder. We'll be back to our stories on January 5th, which is not next week, but the week after. And we'll be back on our TikTok, sharing more videos, which is at Cocktail Murder Pod.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us on Twitter. We're at Cocktail Murder on Twitter. And we're going to try to get visuals up, dude.
Yeah.
So look out for our YouTube and also our Patreon. We're going to make sure that We get good Patreons for you so you guys can see our lovely faces.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah, so we'll be...
Yeah, we're going to turn it up a notch, y'all.
Yeah, we also want to come out with some merch as well. So,
yes. And a website. Look, we got so much shit going on.
There's so much.
We have to deliver.
I know, seriously. There's so much happening all at once in 2022. Thank you guys so much for joining us at such an early stage in our career of podcasting.
Yeah.
Thank you for riding with us. If you've been here since the beginning, thank you. We recognize
Ryder,
you guys.
Our investigators.
Yeah, our investigators. You guys are freaking awesome. And yeah, we just can't wait to bring more to you guys, honestly, next year.
Yep.
Coming up, because you guys deserve it. So
absolutely.
But yeah, so until then, send us your shit and
let's cheers it up to
the next murder. Cheers.
Yeah.